Tonight, House Speaker Paul Ryan, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Ultimate Fighting Championship President Dana White, and the General Manager of Trump Winery will speak. The theme, Make America Work Again. Last night, it was Make America Safe Again. We heard from Melania Trump, former Mayor Rudy Giuliani, and the mother of a Foreign Service officer killed in Benghazi. Let's listen.
I blame Hillary Clinton personally for the death of my son. That's personally.
I said Islamic extremist terrorism. You know who you are. And we're coming to get you.
The next First Lady of the United States, my wife, an amazing mother, an incredible woman, Melania Trump.
The race will be hard fought all the way to November. There will be good times and hard times and unexpected turns. It would not be a Trump contest without excitement and drama.
Well, we had both excitement and we have drama this morning. Joining us all week in Cleveland, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. And Ron, let's just start with Melania Trump's speech. And I don't want to spend too much time on this, but this is the drama. Even some Republicans are saying that the party should say, oops, maybe we were looking at Michelle Obama's speech and some phrases got in and that's why it sounds so much alike, and just move on and get it off the radar. Your thoughts?
That might be a better solution, but instead last night the Trump campaign issued a statement praising the speech and making absolutely no reference to the controversy, even though it was clearly responding to the controversy. And again today, there is just no backing down on this at all, even though the judge it is to simply listen to the two passages or look at them side by side. There are times when credulity is simply strained when someone says that there is no relation.
Yeah. Well, just talk in general about last night. Boy, we heard passion and Hillary Clinton, speaker after speaker, saying she should be, in fact, in jail. And we heard a mom saying she held her responsible for the death of her son. A lot of passion for Trump, but also against Hillary Clinton last night.
Yes, absolutely. There was an enormous amount of information provided, much of it perhaps dubious in its conclusions, much of it without evidence. But the assault, the indictment of Hillary Clinton was relentless. And the theme of the evening over and over was be afraid, be very afraid. Yeah. There are terrorists coming to get you. There are cop killers shooting the police in the streets. And there are illegal immigrants who are going to kill your children by whatever means necessary. It was really quite an extraordinary parade.
Yeah. Slate commentator is tweeting out that the message was, in fact, he says more pointedly, be afraid of brown people. We're going to take these topics up again. But I just want to touch on the rules fight yesterday. This was when people who are never Trump types wanted to have a roll call instead of a voice vote. The floor just erupted into just huge people, you know, screaming that their voice wasn't being heard when, in fact, they were denied that roll call. Here's a delegate from Texas, African-American, not anti-Trump. Trump, but she just wasn't happy that there wasn't this roll call and there was this upset.
I'm on the side of letting the people vote and having the roll call and then let's play it out. I want the grassroots to participate fully, and I didn't feel like we were able to participate fully.
Yeah, it was quite a moment, Ron. People are saying they haven't seen that much disruption in a Republican convention for decades. Your thoughts on it?
It's unusual to see the Republicans have a public fight, but in this particular instance, the rule says if seven states' delegations have a majority of their delegates signing a petition saying they would like to have a roll call vote, that is, the kind of vote that we use to actually nominate the president, to approve the report of the Rules Committee, and in this case, the contentious rule was whether or not the delegates are bound to vote for the winner of the primary or caucus in their state. This would unbind the delegates and let people vote their conscience. So they got nine states, a majority of the delegates, to sign on that petition, and they presented the petition, and they were expecting to be able to have that roll call vote. And instead, what happened was that the Republican National Committee forces and some of the Trump people went around and talked back down some of the folks who had signed that petition. They got three states down from a majority, so they only had six states' majorities, and they fell one shy, and they were overruled.
Yeah, Ron Elving, just real quick, we have less than a minute, but most analysts are saying last night the Republicans had a great night in terms of getting their message out to their people. What do you think they have to do tonight?
What they need tonight is unity. They are going to show us 11 senators. They're going to stand on stage, and they're going to say, see, the United States Senate is united behind Donald Trump, and we'll hear from Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, as well. Some people will probably point out that that's only one U.S. Republican senator in five who's coming on stage tonight, and that Paul Ryan himself has been quite reluctant to embrace Donald Trump. We'll see how it all plays out.
NPR's. And there will undoubtedly be a surprise, like maybe Donald Trump walking out with a fog base. That was quite something from last night. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving, thank you.
Thank you.